1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden's being closely watched as he meets with world leaders in Washington this week.
It's day two of the NATO summit, but first, the president will meet with union leaders in Washington. In the afternoon, Mr. Biden will have his first face-to-face with the new British prime minister, and in the evening, he welcomes NATO leaders to the White House for dinner. Tomorrow will be a big day and test for the president as he meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky and then hosts his first solo press conference in months. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
The hurricane has hit and moved on, but heat still blankets southeast Texas, says CBS's Omar Villafranca.
In Channelview, just east of Houston, Yvette Carrasco and her family have been without power since Monday morning, staying outside because it was too hot inside. You know this. While we were talking, this happened.
Are you okay? I'm about to not be okay.
You're not? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's.
Can I get a chair? Hurry up.
After we found some shade and a chair, we continued.
Do you ever wonder that if you'll survive the hurricane, but you won't survive the aftermath?
I don't know. We've had so far, but it gets tiring.
State officials are facing questions over whether Houston's power utility sufficiently prepared for the storm that made landfall early Monday. Jury selection is complete in the trial of actor Alec Baldwin in New Mexico. He's been charged with involuntary manslaughter in the accidental shooting death of a cinematographer on the set of a movie in 2021.
Opening statements get underway in his involuntary manslaughter trial. While the case has been highly publicized, jurors reported having the ability to be impartial. Two jurors told the court they have never heard or seen anything about the case.
CBS's Elise Preston covering. DoorDash says it will take stronger steps to identify dangerous drivers and remove them from its platform. The announcement follows a flood of complaints from officials in some big cities who say they're seeing an increase in the unlawful and dangerous operation of motorcycles, mopeds, and motorized scooters by delivery workers. U.S. Marshals wounded a young man when he allegedly tried to carjack them as they were guarding the Washington home of Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. CBS's Nicole Skenga has that.
18-year-old Kentrell Flowers sustained a non-life-threatening injury to the jaw, CBS News has learned, after allegedly tapping a gun against the car window of a deputy U.S. Marshal standing post near Sotomayor's home.
This Sunday is the last day you'll be able to write a personal check to pay for your Target run. The company says very few customers pay with checks anymore. They're still accepted at Walmart, Macy's, and Kohl's, though. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about right, the side, the direction, and the affirmation of correctness. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People are urging Wisconsin lawmakers to do something about long-running problems with the state's prison system. Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee Tuesday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. Tuesday was Black Women's Equal Pay Day. The date symbolizes the pay inequality between Black women and non-Hispanic white men.
So Black women have to work all the way into July of this year to make what white non-Hispanic men would have made in 2023 alone.
Deborah Vagans is director of the Equal Pay Today Coalition. She's pressing Congress to protect all workers against retaliation for talking about their pay. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get clobbered at home.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at American Family Field. The final score 12-2. The Pirates with five home runs, including a grand slam from Pittsburgh's Joey Bates. Colin Ray giving up one home run. The bullpen giving up another four in front of 26,000 fans at home. Brewers manager Pat Murphy a short time ago.
We haven't had one of those games in a while, especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged everybody about being in 85 and 90 games. But credit to the Pirates. They did a great job. Took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games or five or six hits. You know, a couple coming in after the game was out of reach, but we had some opportunities early to at least get a little lead. And, you know, Colin had given up one hit in five innings, you know, one hit in five innings. And then all of a sudden his base is loaded and then got a breaking ball up, get hit it. Game change right there.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds, a little patchy fog in the overnight. Light winds, lower 60s by sunrise. For your Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, some showers, even some rumbles of thunder, especially in the afternoon, with highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 67.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday marks the opening of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. We'll talk a bit about some of the educational aspects of what's happening in Chippewa Falls.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I have spoken to the president over the weekend. I have spoken with him extensively. He made clear then, and he has made clear since, that he is in this race. The matter is closed. He had reiterated that this morning. He has reiterated that to the public. Joe Biden is our nominee. He is not leaving this race. He is in this race, and I support him. Now, what I think is critically important right now is that we focus on what it takes to win in November, because he is running against Donald Trump, who is a man with 34 felony convictions that has committed 34 felony crimes, and not a single Republican has asked for Donald Trump to not be the nominee. I'm here to win on this democracy. I'm here to win in November. And what's critically important is what the president, I believe that the president needs to do, and I have communicated this, what the president and the White House should do in order to make sure that we win in November. And that is making sure that we pivot and working and increasingly commit to the issues that are critically important to working people across this country. How are we going to expand Medicare? How are we going to expand Social Security? How are we going to provide relief to people's rent and mortgages? And if we can do that and continue our work on student loans, secure a ceasefire, and bring those dollars back into investing in public policy, then that's how we win in November. That's what I'm committed to, and that's what I want to make sure that we
secure.
But
what do you say to members on right now?
Let's go straight to your phone calls. Let's hear from Nicholas in Mexico. Go ahead, Nicholas.
Jefferson, hi. I am going to attempt to be the least popular caller today, and possibly one of your least popular people. Only half joking. And the longest serving moderator on Tom's YouTube chat room. About 12 years, God help me, I think.
No, and I know that you think Biden has had his day, and I hear your view, but go ahead.
Yeah. I have an analogy that I think is reasonable, and it's this. And it's for all the now very MAGA-like Democrats, you know, Biden forever, and the same as the Trump MAGAs, and Trump forever, regardless of what he's done, don't pay any attention, nothing to see there, Trump forever, and now it's Biden forever. I don't quite understand it. And here's my analogy. This is like an old man, me, saying, I love this old bicycle of mine. I've had it for over 30 years. It has always reliably taken me to where I needed to go. It's just wonderful. Now, the fact that the rear wheel is a little bent out of shape now is of absolutely no concern to me. It does not worry me. I'm going to continue to ride this bike forever. I am not going to worry about it. It always was good. It always will be, regardless of this now bent wheel. And I think this is worth considering, and I'm really being serious.
No, I hear you. I hear you, Nicholas. Let me ask a couple questions. Let me ask a couple questions. Do you... one question I'm pretty sure I know the answer.
I have one more question for you as well, if you
okay.
Don't.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Do you think that, I'm pretty sure the answer to this question, I think I know the answer to this question, but Do you think that Joe Biden, a second term of Joe Biden, would be less dangerous and more prosperous to the United States than a second term of Donald Trump?
Please, not, don't treat me as I'm stupid. Of course not.
Okay. Oh, no, I assume that. Let me ask this question, which is, and I'm not trying to be unfair. Is your concern more that Joe Biden in the second term would be unfit to be president, or are you more concerned that he is will be unable to win the presidency as a candidate?
The latter, yeah. Now, here's my question. Yeah. Did you read James Carville's piece in today's New York Times?
I did not.
Right. I think you probably did not. He makes an extremely compelling case for having a sort of a very open broadcast nationally, sort of series of town halls.
Yep.
With the eight most likely possible candidates, including Kamala Harris, of course, as part of this conversation, and then allowing the convention itself to choose and decide which had made the most compelling cases, plural, for president, vice president. Yeah.
That's my dad's view.
And I know, and with no offense to you, your dad is an extremely smart old bird.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever disagreed with a single thing he said. I love that guy.
Yeah, I love him too. And I will acknowledge something, Nicholas. More often when I have agreed, not always, but more often when I have disagreed with him, over time I've proved to be wrong.
I'm going to prove you wrong too, but I can't do it in this call. Carville comes right out front and says it. Biden will not win. Trump is going to be now. Whether you agree with that or not, and I'm sure you don't.
No, Nicholas, here's where I want to interject, because both times we've talked, I think you've actually misstated, maybe only misunderstood, but at least misstated my position. That I hate the attacks on Biden after the debate for lots of reasons. I went into significant detail.
Totally unwarranted. Yeah, I agree.
And that I think that they... the fact that there is not a symmetrical, should be asymmetrical, but the fact there's not a symmetrical call for Donald Trump to step down, the fact that it is focused on the ability of Joe Biden as a candidate, as distinct from his fitness to be president, is not mind-boggling, if I understand it, but is deeply frustrating, because the only reason we have elections is to figure out who could actually be a good president. So I don't like that. I am frustrated.
I understand that. Jefferson, I do understand that. I have an IQ of 160. I'm very hard to confuse.
Yeah, so I'm not trying to confuse you. What I'm trying to do, if you said the piece you wanted to say, if you asked what you wanted to say, Nicholas?
I just wanted to say, whether we agree with Carville or not, and I happen to, I think we can agree that for a very long time he has been one of the most astute and
smart
Democratic strategists we have had.
Yeah.
And I think he needs to be listened to. Please read that article.
Yeah. No, and I thank you, Nicholas. Thanks for the view and thanks for the call. And thanks for being such a long-term moderator and for your high IQ. My position isn't run, Joe, run. That's not my position. And my position is not trying to shout down you or any of the people who think this is a worthwhile conversation. I think that the conversation has been too one-sided in a number of ways. And maybe one-sided isn't apt, because there are people who say, no, just run, Joe, run. But when the people who have called for Joe not to run, would call for President Biden not to run, I think there is too often, I'm not accusing you of this, but I think there's too often, or maybe too seldom, been an analysis of the alternative. And I don't just mean the alternative candidate, but the alternative process. And what that person will have is one debate. What that person will have is not a national track record of winning votes, unless you count Kamala Harris as being the second name on the ticket and getting votes. And that is not, and when I say that, that is not me saying, of course, Joe Biden is the only candidate could possibly be. I do think as a practical matter, it will be his decision. I don't think we want to browbeat the guy. I don't think that will make more likely a better decision, nor do I think it makes it more likely that there will be a positive result in November. But it's a smaller point. The longer point I made yesterday, the longer set of points of why I think this debate is inapt, I made yesterday. But the smaller point is I just think we're missing key pieces of, hey, like maybe we're screwed either way. What a horrible thing I just said. Either way, I think is a really hard fight. Either way, I do not think, oh, if it's a different candidate, that person has a much better chance. I don't know if they have a better chance. Lichtman would say they don't. The guy who has his 13 keys, he said he thinks they'll lose. And I'm not sure who wins or who loses. I don't think Joe Biden has a clear path to re-election. I do not think that at all. And if he decides to anoint somebody else, that's all good with me. But I do think it's an easy choice once he is on the ballot. I have a little bit more to say after this break.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And I think if we assume that the alternative is easy, we misstate it. That's why what I want is bottom up. I want state legislatures, Congress, ballot initiatives, etc. That's what I want.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass, though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share a tip I got from Professor Harold Pollack and Helene Olin, who wrote a practical and easy-to-read financial advice book called The Index Card. I really like this book. This isn't one of the book's big lessons. This is just a quick trick that helped Harold go through his monthly expenses and cut back his spending. Here it is. Look at your bank and credit card statements like somebody stole your card. Somebody else is spending your money. When you can understand why this person needs food and gas, but why are they blowing $15 a month of your money on a mobile hotspot that you're pretty sure they never ever use? Is there anything like that you can cancel or cut back on? Boom! That wild spending, card thief version of you just helped you slim down your spending. And that is today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
The morning show on WFHR FHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
And good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be the middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Life can be stressful. Let's face it. It is often feels overwhelming. And it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of digestion and your immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, you'll love the award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. Clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in few as 4 weeks. It has not only 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. All the money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use promo code Tom. For a limited time, again, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com, promo code Tom. It's like getting a month for free. That sounds like a good price. All right. It is hard to escape the discussion of the presidency. There's other things to talk about, of course. People have their view of, they're certain of what will happen either way. They're certain of what will happen if Joe runs, certain of what will happen if Joe does not run. I am not certain, nor do I proclaim certainty. What I try to focus on myself is what I am certain of. What I am certain of, and there's more than one thing, but here is one, that the presidency ain't the only ball game. And I don't mean that's less important. I don't mean that to merely set aside the issue. We can talk about it. That's what we want to talk about. But I hope that you don't use it as a distraction from doing things where you can have more impact, because almost nobody here who is listening, including me, is going to have that much influence over whether or not Joe Biden runs for president. Joe Biden will have influence over that. Maybe if enough media people browbeat him, enough donors browbeat him, maybe they'll browbeat him out of the race. Maybe his decision, as he said, between him and Almighty God will reach an epiphany to change the mind. But what I want the decision to be about, what I want our focus to be, and when we're talking about the presidency, is who will be a better president, to make sure that we actually evaluate that question, not only the candidate question, not only this level of generality away question, also make sure we hold Donald Trump to at least his highest standard. If you hold him to that standard, Donald Trump needs to drop out several weeks ago. To make sure we also understand the other side of the equation, that it is not that even James Carville's point of having eight candidates and having them all run in a town hall session, which, by the way, is also essentially my dad's proposal that he gave almost immediately, and yeah, he's a pretty smart dude too, how will that feel to Kamala Harris supporters, including Angela from yesterday, who made her case pretty plain and she doesn't speak merely for herself? How will that feel to black women who saved America? If it feels like the black woman who is number two gets passed over, you could argue, well, if she gets to be part of the process, she gets to be part of the process. How that feel to people who voted for Joe Biden in the primary? It's going to have to come from Joe. And all of this, and I can talk in each of the angles around this, and I understand those angles, and I think the views are legitimate. But here's where I hope we don't let us distract. I hope we don't let it distract us from not only the Trump side of the equation, not only the policy elements of the discussion, which I think are important, but also what things we can do in our own communities. That we think in terms of coattails, what about reverse coattails? What about parties that get built? What about movements that get built? What about like what they're doing in Minnesota to build the coalitions around, we're just us. We want to do things that are for us, that are for making democracy better, democracy-based coalitions within states. That if we focus some of our angst and channel it to where we can have impact, where we learn the lessons of history, and work for wins that we can be in control of, we'll be happier, we'll be healthier, we'll be more victorious. And that could help Joe Biden, whomever the ultimate Democratic nominee is, or whomever the non-Trump nominee is. And if you're going to hold Biden to account, and not only hold Trump to account, hold the media to account as well. Are they doing their job? I got lots of thoughts, and I appreciate yours. Let's do a speed round. Let us do Eugene. Eugene, see if you can do it in 30 seconds. We get a couple callers before the break.
Okay, I just want to call and say to Jeff that I was telling your call screener that I was just was calling to thank you for saving the Tom Hartman show, because I acted irrational last week. I unsubscribed to his newsletter because he, to me, got a big platform, and he did something irrational about saying that Joe Biden should step down, but he didn't say who and how. And so I want to thank you for putting everything back into perspective, because I had gave up on Tom Hartman, but I'm going to give him another chance.
Yeah, no.
Based on your levity this week, and I agree with the lady who called and said that Tom Hartman should not have made those statements so irrational. I understand you made a good point. He acting on emotions, and I accept that. And so I'm going to give him another chance next week. But he come back on Monday or Tuesday with the same stuff, he's gone, just like CNN has left me. So that's all I want to say. I just want to say thank you for saving the Tom Hartman show for at least another week or so.
Well, Eugene, I appreciate the kind words, but here's the thing I want to say. To the people who are concerned about Joe Biden as a candidate, and for the people who are concerned about the people who are concerned about Joe Biden as a candidate, if we are on the same pro-democracy team, I would ask us to hold together. If Joe Biden is the nominee, the people who wish that he would step aside, I hope, and I actually expect, to be clear, I don't think I'm scolding, I think I'm predicting, including Nicholas, including other folks who called in and who really like the Carville proposal, really like the idea of going into the convention with a different nominee, that I hope that after, if Joe Biden is the nominee, or if he steps aside, that we hold together, because democracy ain't about any one of us, it is about all of us, and we're going to have to hold together. And we'll get it wrong from time to time, and I'm going to get it wrong from time to time. The thing I'm sure about is we got to hold together. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It is 202-808-9925. We're going to attempt a speed round after this. Thanks for your patience, and thanks for being an engaged member of this community.
Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief, the leader of the free world knows the eyes of the world are upon him during the annual NATO summit in Washington. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
The NATO summit will give President Biden his first chance to meet face-to-face with the new British Prime Minister as he plans to host him for talks at the White House today. All the events take place in the afternoon and evening.
In Longview, Texas, people without electricity can stop by cooling centers. The Salvation Army's Tamara Robb says the centers offer relief from the heat and a chance to power up.
You get a little agitated whenever you're not cool and when you can't power things and have your communication available to you, so that's available here.
The jury's been seated in the involuntary manslaughter trial of actor Alec Baldwin. CBS's Elise Preston is covering.
Two jurors reported to the court they have never seen or heard anything about the 2021 deadly onset shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. At the time, Baldwin was holding a prop gun when it fired.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee is getting ready for next week's Republican National Convention. County Executive David Crowley says the Office of Emergency Management and the Sheriff's Department have been especially busy.
Making sure the attendees, protesters, vendors are all safe. But we also have to make sure that we have some traffic management as well, making sure that we can have the traffic flow going through and throughout downtown to make sure our attendees are doing the things that they need to do and can get to the different convention activities.
Crowley speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Meanwhile, a federal judge is ruling that a protest group that sued Milwaukee cannot march into the hard security perimeter at the Republican convention. The American Civil Liberties Union says Milwaukee's protest plans for the RNC violate its free speech rights. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell. This is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. John Cena has announced he is retiring from professional wrestling. Cena, a 16-time WWE champion, first made a name for himself in the early 2000s as rapper The Doctor of Thugonomics and recently appeared naked behind a suspiciously small piece of cardboard at the Oscars. The Ricky Stenicki star says he will focus more on acting but will give wrestling fans a farewell tour and that he's just physically at the end. Making Cena even cooler is that he will host Discovery's Shark Week 2024. Willie Nelson received a warm welcome on July 4th in Camden, New Jersey, his first appearance after a health scare. According to the New York Post, the 91-year-old music legend took the stage at his annual 4th of July picnic event after having had to take a musical knee for a couple of weeks due to doctor's orders. Nelson performed two shows in Wisconsin in mid-May, in Madison and Milwaukee. He is back with the Outlaw Music Festival tour, performing with Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, and Alison Krauss. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds, a little patchy fog in the overnight. Light winds, lower 60s by sunrise. For your Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, some showers, even some rumbles of thunder, especially in the afternoon, with highs in the lower 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I go deep on the newly announced RNC platform. It is all garbage.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
With his administration, and I'm wondering why people don't talk more about that he's not running this all himself. I know that's kind of like, he's the front man, he's there, but why don't people understand that it's not just him doing this job? And I wish I would remember what, the last guy, I don't even like to say his name, how he had all these terrible people in his administration and all the damage. And I just don't understand how they can even make, a connection between those two.
Yeah, what I like about your point, Sharon, thank you so much for the kind words, and thanks for the call, thanks for being part of the community. What I like about your question is at least it gets to the matter that I do care about, which is who could be a good president, because that's what I want campaigns to be about. I know I'm like a weirdo, but I actually want campaigns to be about who's going to make a good president. And if we're talking about will he unleash war in a way that due to an addled brain or otherwise, do I think he will veto bills that he otherwise should sign? Will he make bad appointments? Will he, and bad appointments, I don't mean things on his schedule. I mean, will he appoint the wrong people to the wrong things? Will he not install good judges? Will he not be able to lead cabinet meetings in an effective way? These things, I think, are really important. And I would want him to evaluate those and people close to him to evaluate those and with the advice of a medical doctor, advise those. My impression, based only on the things he has accomplished, is he can do those things pretty well. So that is, and that's not the end of the question. It's not the end of the question, but I do like where your brain was going. Let's go to Dave from St. Paul. You win the most patient listener award. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. I just, I'm conflicted. I don't know. I hear one person say their argument, and I agree with it, and then I hear someone else say he should stay or someone should go, whoever I'm listening to. I'm in agreement, but I think we have to come to a conclusion that no matter who it is, we have to work our butts off to get him elected, to get whoever elected.
There you go.
And I have something else to challenge the media. All we've been talking about is Joe Biden and whether he's going to be our nominee or not. And to challenge the media, I think Joe Biden should go out and start reading Donald Trump transcripts and see if they do any fact checking to see how senile or see how stupid Donald Trump is in his responses to
Biden just goes and starts saying the things that Trump says and then sees what the media response is. And the media, and you think the media response would say, look, Joe Biden's unfit to be president. Meanwhile, the things he's saying are things that Donald Trump has already said.
Yeah.
I get it.
As far as having water, H2O for climate change,
H2O. I'm in favor of H2O.
Name any topic.
I want all the H's. I want H3O, H4O.
Yes. So all the ridiculous responses. Yeah, make them do some fact checking for once and just realize, oh, Donald Trump said that.
No, and I appreciate
it. Thanks, Jefferson.
Thank you, David, so much. And to your first point, the only thing I'm sure of is that we should do the things we can control. And that if the only thing we focus on is after all the primaries are done, who the nominee should be, that we don't have much control over that. What are the things we can control? And certainly, it doesn't obviate the need to have some discussion. But let's make sure we put our priority where we think our priority ought to be and put our energy where our energy ought to be. The other thing, and not to prolong it, but I recognize that a nameless, faceless, unidentified non-Trump nominee would in polls beat Donald Trump and do better versus Donald Trump than Joe Biden. I concede that. The problem is, one problem is that's never who you get. You always get somebody with a name, with a face, with a track record, and there's always some reason not to like that person. And if we don't know it yet, they work really hard to find it. Millions and maybe billion dollars spent to find it. And to try to tear that person down. It's going to be something. And it's going to be somebody. It's not going to be just, would you prefer an alternative? Yes, lots of people would prefer an alternative to lots of things. But it doesn't get to be yes or no question. It has to be a person. Who's that going to be? That's tricky. We've talked about it a bunch. Let's pretend it's speed round. In fact, let's try to do it. Dave wants to say how this plays out like a football game. It's a different Dave. Go ahead. From Hale.
Yeah, Jefferson, I want to say something. I think it's being able to sense weaknesses. Okay, that's the key. The sense weaknesses.
Okay.
And even though you got like Reed and Belichick on each other, both of them know how to win. They got good track records, everything about them, but they're all looking for weaknesses of the other team. That's what makes them great.
Yep.
And that, not only that, but who the hell wants to watch a Super Bowl game, even those teams in there, when you got maybe you got the Supreme Court justices playing the referees and saying, hey, anything goes, man. Clipping, you want a clothesline, you want offsides, anything goes. You can't do this. What, yeah. Do we want to go back with all that stuff or what? You know?
Yeah.
With no, hardly any uniforms, leather hats. Come on. You tell me, Jeff. Talk to me.
No, Dave, I appreciate it. And yeah, we got bad referees, man. We got a real problem. We had the question come in, and I didn't answer because we were right at break. But let's put it this way. There are no referees, unfortunately. We think of it like there are. We think the Supreme Court is supposed to be referees. In some degree, they are. But their game is rigged. In fact, they got hired because they would rig the game. They would rig the game for oligarchs. They would rig the game for Republicans. That's why the Federal Society picked them, is so they'd be game riggers. The other referee that we pretend there is the media. Is media firmly on the side of democracy? New York Times said they didn't need to be because they wanted to stay nonpartisan. And if one party can be anti-American, anti-democracy, anti-human, anti-middle class, anti-women, anti-climate change, anti-science, and a media organization says, well, we're supposed to be down the middle, so we need to be half of that stuff. Well, wait a minute. You only be half for democracy? Only half for women? Only half for science? Does that make any sense? No. Go to truth first. Go to humanity first. Go to objectives first. And by first, I don't mean first, but among the other things that are first. But before you decide, if somebody's crazy, we ought to be half crazy. So there are no referees. Or if there are, the game is rigged. And what we've got to do is we've got to try to make it a little bit better game. All right. Let's go to Sammy from Pennsylvania. You're on the air, Sammy.
Hey, Jefferson. Wow, I'm really charged up with your show, man. I'm a Tom Hartman fan.
Woo-hoo.
And have been a student of Tom Hartman University on my car bumper. And I was disappointed. I was shocked, actually, to hear Tom's response. Because early in the day, I listened to Stephanie Miller, which I turned her on right away, going to Tom Hartman's show. And then heard that, and I was just really bummed. And I thought, man, I just had to turn everything off. And then 4th of July, I didn't want to go to any fireworks. I was so upset about the Supreme Court. And so I decided, I live close to Valley Forge, and I thought, I need to go to Washington's headquarters and think. So I went there by myself, and I talked to some people that I didn't know about 2025. And I've been doing that, just like all of some of the other callers. And I came home, and my husband and I, we were always really into American Revolution documentaries and stuff, and he passed in 2004. And I thought, well, man, this is something I want to do. So I watched a couple episodes of Turn, which I've watched it several times, about Washington spies. And then I've been watching Ben Franklin's documentary, The Ken Burns. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay, so in that documentary, there was a part there where he was a postmaster. He traveled to 13 colonies to find out, and he realized they were all so different, and they had different issues, and they grew different, crops. And so then he came up with this cartoon, and you can look it up. And he drew this cartoon of a disjointed snake in 1754, telling fragmented colonies that if they didn't join the fight, they would perish. So I'm an artist. I'm retired, so I thought, wow, I'm going to do this. I'm going to use the image of the snake, but I'm going to put
a head of a donkey on the right side.
Do you have the image?
The tail
can you share
of a donkey
it?
On the left side. What?
Have you shared the image?
Not yet. I'm still working. In fact, I'm working on it now while everybody's talking.
Good.
And tomorrow I'm going to a group of Quakers.
Nice.
Independents and Democrats. We're getting ready to canvass out here. I'm in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Swing state, of course, but in an increasingly blue area, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm super, super charged because I feel like you talk about, and I deal with depression because, like I said, my husband died
We got about 30 seconds
okay.
before break.
Well, I just want to say, yes, I'm doing something. Everybody do something. And today is my daughter's 42nd birthday.
Happy birthday to your daughter.
Thank you so much. You know, and I will always love Tom, you know?
Likewise.
I will always love Tom.
Likewise. And what I will say is don't be demoralized. Be moralized. And we can't just rely on being moralized based on a president or based on a candidate. The strength needs to come from the movement. It needs to bubble up. It needs to stay strong. We'll stay strong. We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is a Tom Hartman program. We'll have barely time for a speed round. If we go speedy...
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle 3. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad, you don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it.
Do you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there is a major red flag to watch out for. It is cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids can overheat and create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower, older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it can be really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. You don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable. It's mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Tastes delicious to dogs. And something you'll like, you can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend. Receive a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Your dogs will like treats more than they like the beach. We are back. Let's go to speed round. We got time for a couple calls before we do the big, big finish. Tom from Los Angeles.
Hey, Jefferson. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, we need to remember that anytime Trump's lips are moving, he is lying. So I actually would make a call out to the progressive media that's out there in terms of wordsmithing, that they start, whenever they say Donald Trump's name, before that they give him the moniker lying. Lying Donald Trump said this. Lying Donald Trump said that. Don't give him any type of credibility because he doesn't have any credibility.
I hear it, Tom, and I appreciate it. We're doing speed rounds. Let's go to Rob from Mesa, Arizona. Rob, you're on the air.
Yeah, first point is that the Project 2025, call it what it is, it's the Republican platform, a.k.a. the Republican Mein Kampf, or, you know, basically the plans to make the United States first right. The other thing we have to remember is Trump gets a lot of airtime because when he lies, it leads. Well, Biden had a lousy debate, and so we need to pivot that. The only one I saw pivot that correctly was AOC early on the show, where she pivoted right to the issues and pointed out the differences, and they got to do more pivoting on this because he's getting a lot of airtime, but they need to pivot right now because he was lousy and he leads right now in the stuff. So. That's all I have.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Denise from Great Neck. Denise.
Hello.
Hi. Well, I'm not in Great Neck, but I am in New York. However.
You're in Middle Neck.
I'd like.
Medium Neck.
Well, no.
Okay Neck. Bad Neck.
Yeah, Nude Neck. I would like to know why nobody's brought up the 22nd Amendment, because the 22nd Amendment says you can only be elected twice. Now, if Trump is going to carry on the charade about stop the steal, not that, saying he did get elected, then he's ineligible for 2024. He's going to have to admit that he lost if he wants to run for 2024.
I know. I like that.
You know, so highly invested, can't.
I like the argument, Anise. It doesn't take that smart lawyer to be able to make the argument that, no, the only 22nd Amendment only applies if you actually sit as president. And he would not argue that only a few people would argue that he's actually been president or less. There are a few of them. They also think the earth is flat and that lizard people are operating this radio program, probably. And I assure you, I know no lizard people. Let's go to Sherry from Shelton. Go ahead, Sherry, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Jefferson. You're doing a great job, as usual. When Tom left, I was just shocked what he was saying. It's like, whoa, let's all hold on just a moment. The reason the media is so after this, two reasons. They need the money for the horse race, and...
Oh, did I lose you?
It's about the money, and so... We need to calm down. This president is so effective, and that's why they want to take him out. He's effective. That's what we need. Someone for the people.
I appreciate this call because I think this is a dynamic that hasn't been sufficiently delved into. And it's maybe a good way for us to finish up. There are lots of powerful people who the last thing they want is a powerful president who's ended up being kind of a liberal president. A powerful president. I mean, when Joe Biden won the nomination, people thought of him as a moderate. And in the onward sweep of the last 100 years, he absolutely is one. But a moderate Democrat from the 1960s ends up being pretty different from a Clintonian, pretty different from the kind of president that Jamie Dimon would want to see on certain issues, that his willingness to grapple, to actually apply the antitrust division of the Department of Justice and of the FTC, that actually wield the power of government to be on the side of people in the middle class, that is scary and threatening to some really powerful people. So that's not to say, I'm not saying anybody who thinks that there should be a different candidate than Joe Biden is therefore in the pocket of oligarchs. That is absolutely not my view. But part of the dynamic, again, remember, part of what I don't like about this discussion is people try to simplify it too much. They think they've got the easy answer and it's clear and simple. And I just don't think it's simple. I think it's messy. And part of that mess, part of that challenge, part of that swirl of things that are going on, part of that dynamic is, in fact, people who want to set aside a president they don't control, set aside a president who is strong and is powerful, who might actually be able to stand up to oligarchs domestically and nationally. What I want to do is say thank you to you. You're the coalition of the benevolent irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason, and you are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. Learn from the American hero we talked to from Minnesota today. Do things in your home. Don't rely on some great hero to save you. You are the hero we have been waiting for, that you have been waiting for. I'll be back tomorrow. This is Tom's show. This is your show. I'm so grateful to be among you. We'll be back.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome producer of the Mino and the Mayor Morning Show and paranormal investigator Todd Michaels. And on Milwaukee.com's Matt Miller joins the show to talk entertainment.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.